Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Joining us right now is our friend, an advocate and warrior mom and domestic terrorist, Asra Nomani. Asra, Mama Bear, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And it's so great to talk to you too, Amber. Nice to see you.
I'd love for you to react to this. I mean, we've long suspected this, but it turns out that letter from the National School Board Association was actually requested by none other than Secretary of Education Cardona under the Biden administration. This is a remarkable smoking gun. Do you think he should be forced to resign for this?
Yeah, he needs to resign. And let's be honest, Merrick Garland needs to resign. I mean, this was such a diabolical plot against a sacred part of American society, moms and dads and grandparents, too. And they, what we found, we did a Freedom of Information Act request at Parents Defending Education. Our great president, Nikki Neely, she was crisscrossing the country as we got this, this letter that said that we were equivalent to domestic terrorists. Mm-hmm. So she started filing these Freedom of Information Act requests with the school board members that are on the National School Board Association Board of Directors. And lo and behold, the Utah school board member, they withheld some of their emails. And then we just got them this week. And not only was Merrick Garland directly involved with, you know, the scripting of this narrative that we're domestic terrorists, but the education secretary directly asked for a letter from the School Board Association. And so we were basically, framed, and that's just really unethical, immoral, and they should all quit.
Yeah, I think you're right, Asra. And to me, I think this explains why that letter was missing so many actual threats. They had to basically make things up, like, oh, well, this parent was yelling and therefore, you know, they were engaging in threatening behavior, or this parent was particularly upset. And it seems to me like the National School Boards Association had to do that because they didn't come up with this idea on their own. They were given an assignment from the White House.
Yes, that's such a good way of putting it. It was like a homework assignment. Oh, go get us the evidence. And that's how Loudoun County dad Scott Smith became Exhibit A, right? He became a footnote. And if not for his courageous daughter, he would have remained a footnote in history as a domestic terrorist. Mm-hmm. With now, as you guys can see, the Justice Department starting its domestic terrorism unit. Wow, isn't that a coincidence? But I signed up. Larry, Amber, you'll be very happy. Signed up for my Fairfax County School Board meeting tomorrow night, and I got picked for my 2 minutes.
Oh, yes. Boy.
Well, give us a little preview. What's going to be your focus of your remarks?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't even have to write my own script. The school board members have told us exactly what they were thinking during the debacle that was the rewriting of TJ admissions. Mm. So part of our Nancy Drew work at Parents Defending Education, we compiled all of these emails and text messages that this organization called Pacific Legal Foundation got as part of our lawsuit from Coalition for TJ against the school board for discriminating against Asians in their new admissions process. And we're calling it the TJ papers, kind of like the Pentagon papers, right? Blew the lid on the politics behind the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. These documents expose the politics and the self-admitted racism by the school board members. Here's just like the most outrageous comment is Abrar Omeish, our favorite school board member, texting the current chair, Stella Pekarsky, and saying, I mean, there has been an anti-Asian feel underlying some of this. Hate to say it, LOL.
LOL.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
They've turned admission to our number one high school into a laughing matter. Like that's how ridiculous it is. Megan McLaughlin, another school board member, goes on to talk about how embarrassing this process has been. Stella Pekarsky admits that this was all done because of Black Lives Matter. And you got to love this one. At one point, Abrar Omeish literally says, that she thinks that the superintendent, Scott Brabrand, is just dumb and too white to get this right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's half right about that, but I'll let our listeners fill in the gaps there. Oscar, listen, one thing I love about you and your family, you never wavered. You never hesitated. I mean, they started calling you domestic terrorist and threatening to bring out the FBI and Homeland Security on you, and you didn't skip a beat. And in fact, you tripled down on all of this. So it obviously didn't make a difference for you. But I've got to ask you real fast in our final minute here. Yeah. There hasn't seemed to be much movement from this school board in particular, Fairfax County School Board, seems to be so entrenched so committed to their political agenda rather than the agenda of what's best for the children of Fairfax County Schools. It's got to be frustrating for you. What is the next step here? I know that there are some petitions en route with regard to recalls, but ultimately this is about new elections, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we have listening right now a mom from TJ, Ying Julia McCaskill. Her first interview was with you all at WMAL. She went and overcame her own fears as an immigrant from China to speak about this injustice at TJ. She had tried so hard to speak to the school board. They ignored her. But Larry, you all listened to her, and they know now that they have voice and they have votes. We elected a new governor of Virginia, and we're going to throw out the school board in 2023 when school board elections are up. Folks are already figuring out who's running and who's going to, get on the ballot. And please, the community, support all these folks, because they are just regular folks who wanted to raise their children as just parents in an ordinary life. And now they understand that we've all got rights and responsibilities that we have in society that we've got to protect.
Parents Defending Education. It all started here with Asra Namani and her friends in Fairfax County, and it's become such a movement. It's not only changing the Commonwealth of Virginia, but it's going to change this country eventually. Asra, always good to talk
to you. Oh, it's so great. Thank you for being with us from day one.
Always, you bet. It's 7:40. I would rather be with you than any other terrorist in the world, Asra. It's 7:44 on WMAL.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.